you awake?
Yeah.
I just want you to know I hate you. And so does my dad.
Well, that's fine. Because guess what? I hate you too. And this house sucks ass.
Well, the only reason you're living here is because me and my dad decided that your mom was really hot and maybe we should just both bang her. And we'll put up with the retard in the meantime.
Who's the retard?
You.
Hey, you don't say that.
Shut up. Wake up my dad and get me grounded.
Just shut up.
You and your mom are hillbillies. This is a house of learned doctors.
You're not a doctor. You're a big, fat, curly-headed fuck.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I'm a curly-headed fuck.
Yeah. You better not go to sleep. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm gonna punch you square in the face.
I hope you stay still when you sleep, because I'm putting a rat trap between your legs.
I'm gonna take a pillowcase and fill it full of bars of soap and beat the shit out of you.
I want you out of my fucking house. No way, Kimosabe. This is my house now.
City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Saturday, December 29th, 2012, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Jenny.
And my name is Patrick.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 165. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. Jenny, you have been very excited about doing the talk-in, so why don't you jump on
it? I am very excited. So, the last time we were all together and we did a show, it's Christmas time, obviously, it's after Christmas, and you had, at the end of the show, you had compiled a list of things that you wanted Patrick and I to get you
yes,
for Christmas.
Yes,
and it was an extensive list. So, I have a gift for you.
She's got a bag here.
And I'd like you to open it on the show.
Okay.
So that we can get the full effect. And hopefully when you open this, you're going to know instantly what it is.
All right.
If not, I will explain.
Give me. This is like a Christmas miracle come late.
Holy shit. Okay, what we got here, what Jenny got, it's a plastic sword. What did I say? It was a barbecue sword.
It's a barbecue sword.
And there's barbecue pork all over the sword, like stabbed all the way through.
Now, do you understand why Mingus was like wanting to hump the bag on the, Mingus was going crazy over the bag. There's also the sesame seeds and mustard in the.
Oh, this is awesome.
In the bottom of the bag.
I'll give you a bite, Patrick, but I don't want to get sick.
No, I don't know. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow, that is good.
I want to actually eat it off the sword.
We got to take a picture of that. Well, thank you so much. That's awesome. This is, that is good pork, too.
Well done.
Ooh, and some
well done, Miss Thomas.
Well played. I'll put it back in its sheath.
So,
Mingus
comes walking in.
Seriously. Before, I had it all wrapped up on the counter, and I was rocking the baby to sleep, and BT and I looked over, and Daz, BT's cat, had knocked the bag off of the counter and was like, had his head in it. He was going for the barbecue sword.
Wow, this is awesome. It's a, what kind of sword is this? It's a,
it's a cutlass.
A cutlass. And it's got the Chinese barbecue pork all over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Plus what, the two
13?
That we ate. Yeah.
13 on here. Oh, Jenny, this is fantastic.
We need to take a picture of this before we eat all of the pork.
Yes, I'll put it away now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's fantastic. That's it, too. That's the only thing I got this year. You're the only person that got me anything this year.
Thank you. And it's a fucking barbecue sword.
I know, and it's a barbecue sword. It's the perfect thing. It's perfect. Are we overdriving? Is that? No. It doesn't look like it is, but it sounds like it is.
It sounds like we are.
Oh no, it's good port.
I'm gonna stab the sesame seeds and then stab some of the
mustard
on there and eat the shit out of it. But we'll take pictures of it.
Yes,
we'll all take like a picture of us with like eating on off of the sword.
Yeah, that was
barbecue
one of the
pork sword. I love it.
That was one thing that I dreamed up when I was laying in bed one night, and it was one of those things where like you think of an idea, and I was so worried that I was going to forget the idea that I wanted to immediately go get it right then, so that I wouldn't forget.
I have that like you write it down. You're in bed. You're all comfy, and you go, if I don't get up and write this down, I'll forget it. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Danny. That's a wonderful gift. I will maybe re-gift it somehow with a different kind of meat on it for you and BT.
Clean that thing off before you do.
Like, well, that's
part of the fun. I'll stab a giant sugar daddy.
Well, I was trying to think, like, I wanted to make a barbecue sword, but I was like, what kind of barbecue would stay on a sword? Like a chicken leg? That's not going to work.
No, it wouldn't work.
Pulled pork? Nope.
Well, kudos. Thank you again. I hope that didn't sound weird that I was like, oh, Jenny, you're the only one that gave me a gift.
Well, it broke my heart a tiny bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Fuck it. I'm a grown man. I hid out in my room on Christmas. That's why. I don't want people doting on me. But this is a straight friend.
That is something you can use.
You know what this is? This is you coming up to me and saying, here, we are friends for life, and I accept the gift of life friendship.
I just knighted you in pork.
No, Jenny, you know what I'd just like to say in front of you? You are a better friend.
Oh, shit. She just better friended you.
She better friended me.
I don't mean to use the word pathetic often, Patrick, but you are a pathetic friend.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad.
Well, and I felt kind of like a bad friend because I only had a gift for you and not for Patrick, but you were the only one that made up a list your demands. That's so, right. Patrick, it's snoozy lose.
Yeah, I guess so. I want a pony for 2013.
I can't fit that on a sword.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can.
You have to cut it up. Cook it. It cooks down. Get one of those little ponies. It cooks down a lot.
A mini pony and a bigger sword.
You might need a lance, too.
Yeah, I want a lance.
Okay, well, this is officially our New Year's Eve show since it will post on 2013. And we have some favorites of 2012 that we'd like to share with you guys. Patrick?
Do you remember growing up, like, there were all of these, like, best of the year, more like a Dick Clark countdown show? They don't have that kind of shit anymore.
No, but it's because there's, like, 400 channels.
That's true. Like, who gives a shit about what the Fuse Network's top 10
is? Best video game that came out of Malaysia was.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need
to. Yeah, I guess
that.
When we were growing up, it was more like, you know, there was just the networks.
We had Madonna,
watching.
Michael Jackson, and then the rest of the 8 people.
Yeah.
And it just seems like there's so much going on right now. And everybody's attention span is just like
That's
a
true.
Fucking
I can't
mouse
even,
shit.
Yeah, long. Top 10. I need
Moving
like
on.
a top half.
Top three. Top two and a half. I'm sick of this conversation.
Shit, it's 2014.
Let's go. Move on. Okay.
And I'm multitasking.
I'm tweeting.
iPod 8. Let's go.
I'm fucking doing 8 things at once constantly. Patrick, give us some of your
some of my favorites.
Faves.
I didn't really get out that much this year, nor did I read a paper. But the one thing that I did like, I was just like, yep, this is the best movie I saw from 2012. It's Batman or
The Rise of the Dragon.
The Rise of the Dark Headness Cowl.
Mm-hmm.
I went and had a baby, and now I can't go to the movies.
That movie was out before you had a baby, wasn't it?
Mm-mm. Well, it was in August.
They don't want to put her. They saw how fat she was. She was like, no.
They were like,
baby.
Sorry, man.
No baby. You know what, Patrick? A fun fact is that Patrick treated me to the Dark Rat King Rises.
Yeah.
What's it called, really?
Dark Knight Rising?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a CCR song. That's how you remember that one. That wasn't even that funny, but that got you guys tickled pink.
You got me with that. Wasn't even that funny, but I like it. But you treated me, and it was in the big theater in 3D.
Oh, it wasn't in 3D.
It was IMAX.
We went to see that shit in IMAX.
Okay.
And my head pounded for like 2 days after that. That was too loud for me. For me, it was too loud.
It was
like,
loud.
It gave me a headache. It was so loud.
IMAX is almost too much of an experience sometimes.
Maybe it was just seeing that much sensory overload, but it was beautiful. It was great. I actually really liked that. Your Jason and Tyler got popcorn, like refilled.
No,
refills.
I bought the popcorn.
You bought the popcorn and they got refills, and it was the first time I'd actually seen people get refills of popcorn.
Oh, I've seen it. It's called Jeff Heitzler at Machete. He ate like two of those fucking things at the Hideous Creature Show outing.
Oh, He
went back for more. I was amazed.
We ate a lot of popcorn.
I've never seen that shit.
And we had the large sodas that were refillable.
Yeah.
So there was four adult men and we ate our way in popcorn and soda.
Yeah.
Did you feel sick?
I felt fucking horrible. I felt like I fought Bane myself.
Yeah.
I got is that the guy's name too, right?
You got it right.
Yeah. So I really like that movie. You know, I'm not going to whip out a kid's movie.
I'm excited to still see it.
It was a nice conclusion. It was nice.
So for our favorites, basically what we're doing here is we have an actor, our favorite movie, and our favorite TV show. Do you have an actor, Patrick?
I'm going to have to say I'm a little bit late on this train. I'm about about 2 years late. Because I got Netflix about 6 months ago after everyone else did. I've just been watching old shit. And I have to say, Toni Collette is really awesome.
Or are you watching The Terra?
Yeah, The Terra
shit. United States of Terra.
Toni Collette, she's an Australian-born actress. She was in...
She was in Little Miss Sunshine. She was the mom.
She was the mom. She was the mom.
Oh,
in the Sixth
she was
Sense.
In Muriel's Wedding too.
Yes.
Yes. And she and I just watched, you know, the something States of Terra.
United States of Terra,
which is all right, but she's really great.
She is fantastic.
And I was looking at her and going, she's Australian, but to me in my heart, she's a national treasure.
Do you think she's hot, or just kind of that questionable hot? Like that she's such a good actor that.
She's interesting looking for sure.
I'd say she's Tori Amos hot, which would go to the latter.
Right.
See, that's freak.
No, but that's
I don't. Tori Amos freaks me out. I don't like her.
But there's some pictures of her that she's like really stunningly gorgeous, and there's some pictures you're like, wow, fire that photographer. I don't know Jenny. How do you stack
it on
Tori Amos?
I think she's pretty.
Amos
she's
pretty. Or yeah. Muriel.
Amos.
Really? Ugh. She's got that hair that's kind of wispy, like she's going to be bald when she's older.
Oh, you don't like the thin-haired women.
I don't.
No way. I don't like them.
I'd have to see her mother and her grandmother before things would be consummated.
You and I are going hair shopping for women later. I'll be like, dude, what's with her hair? I am the exact same way. But like, you are so attractive, except your hair sucks.
All right, Patrick, what do you got for your TV show?
My TV show. This is, I would really like to say that in 2012, all of my TV shows come from England.
I'm with you on that.
So
you guys are such pussies.
I'm actually going to say my favorite one that I liked.
Ooh, death stare there.
I totally just got
Kaler versus Williams 2013. Kayla just squeezed a watermelon out of her vagina, and now she's toughened up. Williams is still crying with his Star Trek figurines. Who's going to win this matchup of geekness and motherdom?
I'm going to have to say it's Sherlock. That show was kick-ass.
Sherlock? Oh, yeah. What? Oh, the British version, the BBC?
Yeah.
I'm behind the times or just too
it was,
cool
I
for
actually
you guys.
Watched some of it, too.
It's really
Chef
good.
Rob told me to watch it. And watched it.
Who's the guy who was Jim on BBC, The Office, and was Arthur Dent?
Oh, yeah.
And now he's the
Watson.
Hobbit?
Okay.
And now he's the Hobbit.
He
now
is
he's
the Hobbit.
Yes.
I just made that connection.
He plays Watson.
Thanks.
Welcome to the real world, Kayla.
Welcome to Geeks.
And
welcome.
Sherlock is like this new, it's his
Here's
BBC.
Your first 20-sided die here.
I don't really need this. And there you go. Oh, roll 2d8 for damage there, Jenny. It's Sherlock Holmes in like current times, and it really is just Doctor Who if Doctor Who was Sherlock. Like he's genius, he's brilliant, and he has Watson his companion. It's
yeah, I would hate it.
No, you would like it. You would
really?
Like Sherlock.
It's interesting.
A lot.
You like suspense. There's a lot of suspense mm-hmm. in it.
Okay, no, maybe I
the dichotomy between the characters is like Doctor Who. He's not Doctor Who. He's not science fiction. He's Sherlock Holmes. He's crime solving shit in London.
Right, using his iPhone constantly. And what's his name? The Hobbit plays a really good
Watson.
Watson.
Yeah, like very like he plays like an old. He used to be in the military and he starts off with a limp and. You know, he's very reserved and he's very kind of like, what the fuck is with you? Like, why are you such a fucking freak? And
who plays Sherlock is somebody I wouldn't know.
Some Brit.
Some dude with a name like Cunthabage at the end of it or whatever it is.
Weatherby.
Cunthabage Weatherby is his name. Yeah. It's something actually like that.
I think it is.
It is like that. So besides that, like that and I have to go. This one was hard for me for TV on runner up was Luther.
Luther, fantastic.
Runner-up was Luther.
You still haven't watched that, and
I haven't
you
watched
should be
that.
Spanked.
I have not watched it.
Luther's coming back in 2013.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay. Jenny, what do you got?
Okay, for me, I stopped going to the movies like in August, but the movie, but that's still, you know, 8 months of the year. Right. So,
well, you got Netflix.
I used to go to the movies all the time. That's true. But the best movie that I saw was Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin. Isn't that like cheeky?
It's horror. And, but it's cheeky too. Like it's comedy.
Did Joss Whedon do that?
Yes. And it's amazing. If you haven't seen it, it's amazing. It's fucking hilarious and it's gory and it's everything that I love in a movie.
I heard it was like very well done, like very perfectly balanced.
BT and I were laughing the entire time and like being scared the entire time, which are like my two favorite things on the planet.
See, you know of my pussy rating, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get really scared and I hate don't go to movies because I hate being scared and movies will freak me out. Should I see it or should I not see it?
Well, if you watched it, it's funny enough. It's mostly funny. It's kind of like Evil Dead-ish, you know?
Okay,
it's
okay. Like, I can handle that.
I mean, there's some parts of it that are more like gory. It's not like
Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's fucking terrifying.
It's not like, and like the scariest movies to me are movies that could actually happen.
Right.
Like this one is, it's so far out. It's genius.
Okay.
You would like it.
I will watch it. Isn't it on the Netflix now?
Probably. It's been out for a while.
Okay. I'll check it out.
And it was also pretty, I saw it very, very pregnant in the theater, which also kind of makes it like a little bit special to me. In my mind was like feeling my unborn baby like wiggle around to a horror movie as I was like laughing in my demented way, kind of like.
I wonder if it's some way that that's how she's injected with your sense of humor.
Yeah, maybe.
Babies love that surround sound.
My mother saw Rosemary's Baby in the theater when she was like 8 months pregnant with me.
He's got his father's eyes.
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of wanted to like keep up the tradition. Of the, you know.
Fuck that. You know what was scary to me about Rosemary's Baby?
Everything.
Living in New York at that time, was that like 1980 or something like that?
It was like 70, probably 75.
75, that is scary to me.
74, 73.
Just the way the buildings looked and shit, just, ugh, I didn't like that.
Her wardrobe and her hair and everything in that movie was like,
right, like the 60s were kind of being drug in there a little bit.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Yeah.
So the
her husband's stupid suits. Sorry.
Yeah, he did have some bad suits.
The telephone booths. Fucking dirty as hell. Those things are gross. People pooped in those things.
Teletype.
Do you remember
machines.
That scene, poop and pee pee in there? Just like and
I haven't it, remember
like the
time
bottom of the bottom of the telephone booths back in the 80s, 70s would just have gum and stuff and ugh.
No, but I grew up in Montana where there weren't very many there wasn't like a lot of telephone booths.
And there were stab marks in the receiver. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
Like somebody stabbed the receiver of the fucking like what you don't have you fucked Ben I'm gonna fuck stab the receiver.
I remember that like a lot of phone booths were not operable, that they would be or somebody would unscrew like the you know the
or rip out the fucking rip out the little metallic
you know who did
cord.
That youths teens
the youths
yep I did it.
You probably did.
No, I didn't. I watched my friend do it, though. He stood
and
on.
Laughed.
He pulled the. I was masturbating in a bush, but he grabbed the receiver off of it and he actually got onto it like a rope swing and just bounced on it until it came off. It took his whole body weight to get that thing off of there.
Those are strong things.
He was probably like, what, like 80 pounds then, but.
Well, that's a lot of. The actor that I picked is actually my favorite actress. But she is in the show that I picked for my favorite TV show, and that is Jessica Lange.
Oh, Jessica Lange she's great. I remember
she's amazing.
I revisited King Kong with Jeff Bridges and Jessica Lange. She is stunningly beautiful.
She is. She still
is.
She
was so hot. She was so pretty.
Jenny, how do you feel about Tootsie? Because don't sometimes you just want to smack her in Tootsie? Because who would find Dabney Coleman attractive?
Well,
it was 1980. I understand.
Right. I mean, there was something about Dabney Coleman back then that he could be a leading man. And
but now he's hot. Boardwalk
Empire. Oh my God, he is fucking old.
I need to rewatch Tootsie. Not come to think of it.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
So Jessica Lange.
So
she's hot.
She's amazing.
Is she still pretty? I haven't seen her in a while.
She's still.
She's aging well.
That will give
time
you
is being kind
the
to
TV
her.
Show that I picked for this year is American Horror Story. It's their second season, and this time it's set in an asylum instead of...
Too scary.
Right. See, again...
Too scary for me.
It's not too scary for me.
Fuck
it's,
it. I'm never, pretty, I'll never watch it.
For FX, it's pretty hardcore.
I've only seen the first season of it, so the second season
is set in an asylum.
I'm good with that.
But it's some of the same characters.
That's good.
Zachary Quinto is still in it.
Which one is he?
He's the... He was the gay guy.
Skylar
with the
and Heroes?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That's good that they changed
that. But in American Horror Story Asylum, in the first one, she played like the creepy neighbor who had the son who was dead, and she was really...
The Down syndrome
She
daughter.
Was really fucking creepy. In this one, she plays a nun who likes to cane people.
Is it a completely different character?
It's a completely different character.
Oh, that's sweet. I didn't know that. I
recycle actors?
Yeah, they use some of the same actors, but a completely different story. And she is...
Much like Cloud Atlas that came out in 2012.
She's this nun who also likes to wear, like, red underwear under her habit. Like, very sexy, very taboo, and very... Kind of like Nurse Ratched, where she will fucking dole out the punishments, but now the tables are kind of getting turned on her. Very good.
Don't tell me.
Very
I'll watch
good.
This again. I like the first season.
What's the production like? Is it creepy or is it kind of campy?
It's creepy.
It's creepy.
It's creepy.
Okay. Hmm.
It's almost very like maybe. Kids going like.
Like fucking punch that kid.
Yeah, always punch
people always
kids.
Get freaked out when the little kids in there. Fuck that kid.
And it's set in like the late 50s, but there's an actual actress that has been made up to look like a pinhead in the asylum.
Fuck
good
that.
Stuff. Good stuff.
Is scary. This might be boring for anyone listening who has watched this, but from the in the second season, are all the people back or just some of them?
Just some.
So are the husband and wife, are no. Dylan McDermott no. and his wife?
Oh,
good.
Dylan McDermott is. In
okay,
one episode.
Enough. But the wife is not back.
No.
Is the kid is their daughter back?
No. But the kid but the kid who she falls in love with is.
Jessica Lange's son.
Yes.
Okay, because he's good too. Yes, it's actually a really good show. It's kind of ridiculous at the end.
It'd be too scary for June.
Oh, it's way too scary for me.
All right, June, what do you got?
All right. Mine has a theme to it, and I just kind of realized it. The movie that I liked the best this year was Prometheus.
God, ooh. I still haven't seen that either.
Me neither.
I gotta give it to you.
Okay.
I'm a sci-fi guy, and I liked it. And with the theater, I kind of was going, I don't know if I liked it as much or whatever. Maybe there was too much going on that fucking huge screen.
Did you see it in IMAX?
IMAX 3D. I cost $30 to go see it.
I believe it.
I bought my buddy Tyler a ticket, and it was $30. And so I eventually got it at the house here, and I've watched it, and I love it. I've watched it maybe like four or five times.
Mixed reviews on that from Alien fans, whether they liked it or they didn't like it. But
I don't know. I didn't think of it as an alien movie. I thought of it as a good sci-fi movie with there's a fucking alien in it.
And I'm excited to see it.
The my favorite actor, this is again, I kind of have a man crush on him, is...
If you say Sidney Poitier, I'm going to fucking jump over
that.
That's
what I was just
going to
think that he would say.
No, well, that goes without saying. Is Idris Elba? He's Luther. And he's in Prometheus. I didn't realize, I just realized he's in Prometheus.
Did you pop a bone when he walked on screen?
I went from 6 to midnight like loud. And of course, my favorite TV show, Luther.
Was it?
Luther's awesome. Luther is so good. I don't think it's new to the world. I think it's new to me this year.
I bet BT would like it. I should introduce him to Luther.
Do it. It's fucking good. But there's a really, really close second place, and that's Downton Abbey.
I see. I thought that was going to be yours.
Which, if I'm ever a dictator, it's going to be Bunton Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
I will force them to change it. And I'll have Lucas go in there and do some of his magic to make it, you know.
You'll
like,
be in every scene.
I'll be in every scene.
Jar Jar.
I didn't think about
just
that.
Just standing
yes,
in the corner.
I'll be in every scene. Just kind of like peeking over a chair, beating off or something. Like, fucking, what is that guy doing?
You can't do it to Lucas. Bunch you have to call Abbey. Disney now because Lucas is retired.
What even be better is on the outside shots, I have one of those locator, you know, devices that I'm looking for some sort of like wildlife. You know, the beacon things?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's that guy doing?
January 6th, which is Jenny's birthday. January
oh, I know.
6th, season 3
on,
starts.
I've got it on my
a
calendar.
Lot of things come out on January 6th. I keep seeing it on the television.
It's a big day.
The television tells me.
Have you watched the Downton Abbey yet? Patrick, you got it. It's good, huh?
It's very good. I feel bad I stole
Luther.
You're
going to watch it.
I probably will.
You will. And Luther, you got to show BT Luther. Luther, okay. For anybody that hasn't seen it, that's listening to the show, check it out. It's really, really good. It's fucking fantastic. And that guy is handsome.
He's
a handsome
man. And I'm not saying this because I'm homophobe. I'm not gay. I am completely straight. But boy.
He is a handsome fella.
I don't know. If he'd shave a little bit more, I might make out with him.
Yeah, there's that thing. It's just like, just shave those patches off, buddy, from like 3 days ago.
Oof. But yeah. So those are our favorites for 2012. All right. Well, with that, let's go into our fake break. We are going to be back momentarily. Until then, everyone, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
Monsters do have their place in the zoo, in your nightmares, in the deep, in your favorite horror movies. But not in your living room, on your TV. Don't let pay TV be the monster in your living room. Pay TV and cable TV companies are seeking the right to charge you for the very programs you now get free. If you want to stop pay TV and save free television, sign the petition in the lobby of this theater. Let your lawmakers know how you feel in the fight against pay TV and cable TV.
Turn from fake break. So I got an idea. Actually, I don't have an idea. You know, we have a plan.
A plan is in place.
I thought we were going to go into a different thing. We are going to go over our death pool. At the start of last year, Jenny, Patrick, and I chose, was it 10 celebrities?
10.
We chose 10 celebrities that we predicted could die in the year 2012. And with those celebrity, depending on how old they are, they get a certain amount of points. For instance, if somebody's 95 years old and passes away, that would be 5 points. If they were 10 years old, it would be 90 points. And that's how we accumulate the points, and that's how we decide who wins. I know this is morbid, and I kind of thought at one point that I didn't want to do it anymore. And I know Jenny... Because you killed...
I killed like four people.
Too many people. Because Jenny had a list and then she changed it and people on her original list died.
Because she didn't want to have to be responsible for killing them.
She felt...
And I did anyway.
You pre-felt bad about your predictions.
Yeah.
And you changed them.
I did.
So anyway, this has been going on all year for anybody that might not know our Hideous Creature Show Death Pool. So why don't we see where we're at?
So the points standing in third place is Patrick with 14 points. He got 14 for Gore Vidal dying. 14 points.
At least I got Gore Vidal.
At least you're on the board, man. Good job. Kudos.
I wasn't on the board until like 4 months ago. I was like, ooh.
June got second place. And he got 21 points for Richard Dawson dropping dead.
Right? Who would have thought Richard Dawson would die? Who would have thought that Richard Dawson would ever be talked about? He kind of went incognito there for his retirement, which I salute. That's pretty ballsy to go to Hawaii and just never talk in the media again, right? That's what a man does, Patrick.
That's what a man does.
Grown-ass man.
And in first place is me. I got 18 points for Dick Clark, and I got a whopping 38 points for Robin Gibb.
Fucking killed it.
And you also for a total of 54 points.
You also killed Etta James, but you didn't put her on your list.
I did not have her on my list.
Did you guys ever see there was a memoriam? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, in memoriam.
Of Robin Gibb, and they were talking to him and his wife before he passed away, and they were going over his estate, and she had a fucking witch... Like a witch area? I don't know what you call like a witch zone. She was into witchcraft and stuff and like a
Wiccan lounge?
Exactly. She was into Wiccan. That's the stuff. She had a Wiccan like a Wiccan area and he loved to play tennis, but he got rid of that and put in her Wiccan like a mini Stonehenge area.
Can we
she
open
could play
a bar
in.
Called the Wiccan Lounge? I think it'd do really well.
I think they tip like shit. Yeah. In Portland, at least.
In like magic petals.
They tip like shit. They're like, seriously.
They're like, here's a rock.
This did not have enough cranberry in it. Like, they're those people. Yeah, they really
But
are.
Anyway,
fuck
it was
the
weird.
Wiccan Lounge.
Have you ever been to a Unitarian church? They're those people.
I have not.
Wiccan.
I have.
So this year we're going to pick again 10 celebrities. You can keep your olds if they haven't kicked the bucket and you think that they might. You can hold on to them.
So
you
mean.
You can get all new ones and turn in your old sad sacks for new. So should we?
Jesus Jenny, God. As a mother, has
by the
become
way,
more
we,
of a human.
Condolences to all the families of those that have passed away.
Should we?
And kudos for all the people that didn't die. You guys are winners.
Should we revisit our old lists or just say those are old lists? We'll go with the new. List.
Why don't we go with what we're going with this year?
All right.
Like, say if you're kicking somebody
out
or
with
you're
the
adding.
Old.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Okay. So I am keeping from my original list Lindsay Lohan. She is on borrowed time, people. Carol Channing, Stan Lee, Ann B. Davis, for anyone who doesn't
Stan
know.
Stan Lee.
Seriously, you're going to kill Stan B. and Ann B. Davis?
Oh, no, I got rid of Ann B. Davis. Sorry, okay. I got rid of Ann B. Davis.
Stan Lee, you're wrong.
I'm keeping Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
I'm adding Russell Brand.
What? You think he's going to go into remission?
He already went into remission. Isn't that why he broke up with Katy Perry?
Oh, really?
He's a horrible comedian. He's awful. That's why I picked him.
Oh, okay.
He's awful.
You wish him
ill will.
It was
actually BT's pick.
This is a career. This is.
I'm going with kind of a. I hate to say a ringer. I'm going with George H. Bush.
Yeah,
he's been real sick.
That's. I think that's money in the bank. Is that 5 points?
I think it's 5 points. He's in his 90s. I think.
Really?
Maybe not. Maybe he's in his 80s.
Well, that's more points. Jenny's going to win again.
I have a weird respect for George H. Bush. He's a CIA guy. You know, he was super smart. I mean, I didn't like him as a president, but.
Well, he was way better as a speaker or as a human than his son.
Well, you know what I'm going to do, Jenny? I'm going to start sending him get well soon gifts and hopefully to save you those 5 points. So I'll win.
Maybe he'll get well.
Good.
I'm not
good
wishing
play.
That he
good
died, play. But I think that he's going to. So.
But Russell Brand, your wish would just like.
Yeah. So one of my wild cards, which I can't even believe I wrote this down, but he popped into my head is John Oates. When I was going to pick Hall or Oates, I decided to go with Oates.
Well, you know that those guys lived a lifestyle.
Right.
I'm not saying that might have came out like a gay lifestyle, and that's not what I meant. They lived a rock and roll lifestyle. Maybe a little gay, too. Who
can
knows?
We just stop for a second? Because you just picked John Oates, and you're just like, well, they're homosexuals, and they have it coming. There was just so much
that's
shit.
Not, no, he that's said not they were living the lifestyle.
That's not what I meant, the rock and roll lifestyle. There was cocaine. There was cocaine.
Right.
There was unprotected sex in the 70s and 80s.
Not with each other.
No, I understand.
And if
that.
They did, kudos.
But I just like how Jenny picks, like, well, one of them's got to go.
Hall or Oates. I'm going to go with Oates.
Which one was Sarah? Which one was Sarah?
Oh, I get it.
I think it was Oates.
I was like, what? It was totally Oates.
Yeah, it was Oates.
I'm adding Roger Ebert.
Ooh, he's going to go. Fuck, you're going to win again.
I'm adding Raquel Welch.
Oh, God, she's going to go soon. She has to.
How old is she?
72. I looked it up.
Holy shit. And she still looks good?
She looks fucking awesome.
Does she look plasticky?
Yeah,
or?
Does she look surgery?
She doesn't, not as much as some of them. She looks fucking good.
Not as much
and
as
And finally, another one I wrote down that I do not want to go, but I wrote it down, is Burt Reynolds.
Ooh, good one.
He's old and he's been through the ringer.
He looks great, too.
I would like to state that just for me, that at no point do I want any of these people to go except for my last one.
Okay.
Because I don't wish them.
It was not me or you, Jenny.
I know. It's June.
I'm keeping three of my old list. I'm keeping Gene Wilder. Gene Wilder's gonna die.
Who died? Who got points for? Or we already went over that.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I'm keeping Gene Wilder. I don't want him to die, but
you gotta put him on.
I'm keeping Jimmy Carter because when was the last time we had a president die?
When's the last time you're going to build homeless people houses? Get that guy. Right. He's still working.
Keith Richards, I'm also keeping on the list.
God, he is going to live forever.
I'm just being stubborn about him.
Those are three good ones.
Yeah, those are really good
ones. I would keep those too.
All of the rest of them are new. I either got rid of old ones. Loretta Lynn is going to die in 2013.
Oh, my heart just stopped a little bit.
Paul McCartney's going to die in 2013.
What? Why are you crushing all my dreams?
Alex Trebek is going to die in 2013.
Jesus, will you slow the fuck down and give us some
time? You're practically stabbing me with the barbecue sword.
I know, you're just blazing through these and I'm like trying to get, who was after Bret Michaels?
Oh, Loretta Lynn has Loretta still got Lynn. Me sweating.
Oh my God.
These are for, so you guys can go through the pain right now.
Oh my
and
God.
Not have to go through them later.
Wow.
I do not like this one bit.
You've got a group of them there.
The next one that's going to go this year is Carrie Fisher.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oh, wait. That was a different one. That was Amy Fisher joke. Carrie Fisher, she's getting up there.
She's getting
and
up there.
And her lifestyle.
Oh, her liver is...
Her Daryl Hall and John Oates used to fuck cocaine to death.
I'd like to state that all of these people that I've named, the next two people, I do not want to die except for the third person after the two people.
Jesus, will you just go?
I mean,
I wanted you to speed up. I wanted you to slow down, but boy, this is an emotional roller coaster
like
for
having
me.
Having sex with June auditorily.
I'm scared of what he's going to say next. It's probably like my grandmother.
No, it's like, Albert Finney. Albert Finney played Daddy Warbucks on Annie.
Okay, that's a good pick.
He was
good
in English Looker. Actor.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I've never seen Looker.
That's a good pick. I can see that.
Michael Gambon, who is I think he's Sir Michael Gambon. Most people know him as the second Dumbledore because Richard Harris died. Mm-hmm. So I figured it would be good if another Dumbledore died. But I like both of those actors. So I don't
Dumbledore died, though.
Dumbledore died.
Snape killed him, right?
So yes. He's got to follow in the footsteps of the real Dumbledore and just kick it.
If he's a method actor, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
They do.
So who's your last one that you hope dies?
This was one of yours from 2012, and I want Snooki to die.
You stole Snooki.
I had Snooki, but as a mother, she just had a baby, and as a mother, I didn't feel right about having her on my list. I mean, I'm sure everybody, other woman on my list is a mother, but...
You're getting weak, Kayla.
Yeah.
Your
seriously.
Whole motherhood bullshit needs to come to an end. You're becoming a puss.
Wait until they hit 12, then you won't care anymore.
I'll be like,
I hope that didn't strike a chord. You wouldn't even look me in the eye when I said that.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. June.
I want Snooki to die because her kid is just going to go to, like, grandparent fucking Betty.
Oh, be raised by her grandparents?
Yeah. June, how about you? What do you have?
All right. I have...
keeping any?
I'm trading some out. I am trading Bret Michaels for Betty White. She's
it's gonna be a sad year.
She's up there, but you know what? When I wrote her down, I felt sad for a second after HIT, and I thought she's had a great comeback. She's had a great life.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a great comeback. She's got money in the bank now. I'm sure she's living okay.
Oh, she never. I didn't have money in the bank.
Those residual checks from Golden Girls, were
seriously,
like,
or Mary Tyler Moore, even.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, I never thought of that.
She's got money.
But anyway, she's had a wonderful life. I hope she doesn't die, but I traded her for Bret Michaels. I got Clint Eastwood.
Ooh, good one.
I've got Harper Lee still. We thought Harper Lee was dead earlier.
Yeah, there was a debate that we thought Harper Lee had died, but...
She had not.
Next one I got is Abe Vigoda.
Ooh.
How old is Abe Vigoda? Like 118?
Yeah.
You're seriously going to get negative
actually,
points.
If it's 100, if it's over 100, you get... Points.
Oh, you get the points on top of
yeah.
that? Is it doubled, though? If they're over 100, they have to be
let's
doubled.
Let's make that rule right now.
Okay.
I say if they're over 100, you get double points for
okay.
it.
Okay.
Because if they're 102, then you get 4 points.
Yeah.
But if they're 118, you get 36 points.
Yeah.
Okay, next on my list is Sinbad.
Oh, yeah, that was
not
your...
Not the sailor, the
that
comedian.
That was your wild card.
That's my wild card. He still cracks me up. I don't know why. I watch it and I go, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, but I love the guy. I love Sinbad.
Sinbad.
And then I got, next is Wilford Brimley.
Oh.
Do you know that he was only 23 in Cocoon?
You're lying.
Really? You think so?
She looked at I got you for a second.
I know. I was
I got
like,
you
what?
She goes, oh my God, he's such a good actor.
I was going to be like in Bonanza.
Just now he has the diabetes. I had no idea.
All right. Richard Dawson died, so I'm putting James Lipton in his place.
That's mean.
Patron saint of the arts.
That's a good one.
I don't know why I have Rick Astley in there still, but fuck it.
Fine, you have
never
it.
Gonna. He's never gonna up. Give up. Never gonna die.
The next one, I'm trading Kim Kardashian for Bob Newhart.
Oh, that's a good trade.
And then I got my last one is Gene Wilder. which you have as well.
We should hold on to this old list just because you know yes. the people we swapped out are going to die.
It. It's right here.
Brett Michaels is going January.
He's going
3rd.
Down. He's going down.
I would like to state this. We have 2 more days left. Does that mean that if anyone on our old list dies, we still get yep. points?
We get the points, yeah.
Okay,
we'll keep it like that.
If it happens, I can overtake Jenny, which I'm still
fingers crossed.
All right, so now what I want to do is I want to do our predictions for 2013. Each of us have got something in our brains that we think is going to happen in the year 2013. Who wants to go first?
I think you should go first.
Okay. My first prediction of 2013 is that Paul Rudd will be in every movie filmed in the year 2013.
I think that could actually come to fruition.
I wonder what percentage, because he's in everything.
He is in everything.
That guy is in everything. And I wonder what percentage of movies filmed that Paul Rudd's in versus other actors. Not bit actors.
You
not-
know who else is in? Oh, well, he's kind of a bit actor. Is Whammy. David.
Schumer?
David Cockney?
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Okay. The guy from Anchorman.
From Anchorman.
Oh, okay. Whammy. David Koechner?
Koechner.
David Koechner.
He's in everything.
He is in everything. And him and Paul Rudd are like best friends.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So they're in everything.
They write each other into their own movies.
My prediction for 2013, I only have one, but the music of the transcendent band Nickelback will tie peace in the Middle East.
Oh, and that's God, gonna
be,
I hope
and that's
so.
Gonna be their touring title, Tying Peace in the Middle East, because they are poets. And poet warriors.
They help me kick my drug problem.
They do that through love. Did they do it through love or through hate?
Through horrible music.
Okay, that's what they do. That's mine.
What if they did do that? Just hypothetically.
All of a sudden it's like...
Nickelback really went and Palestine and...
I would have respect Israel. For them.
Israel, we found the love of Nickelback and everything's cool.
Then I would think that the world's going to end really. I say the Mayans got it a year off because after like 2 months after that, shit's going to go down. That's going to be horrible.
Kudos.
My prediction for 2013 is that Jaleel White makes a huge comeback in the newest coming up Tarantino movie.
Jaleel White?
That's Urkel. That's Urkel to you.
Oh, is he in, Django Unchained?
No, a new one. A new one that hasn't even been written.
So you're saying that
Urkel's going to get Tarantino'd?
I think that's another Mayan thing they got.
Urkel's going to come back and be cooler than ever.
But he's going to be in a kung fu movie that just Tarantino produced,
mm-hmm.
but we don't even know about.
We don't even know about it yet.
Why do I think that that's right? I think I've seen pictures of Urkel
because she
now
just made it happen. That's what Jimmy
on the
does.
Internet. And he's a grown man.
He's a grown man.
He's got shitty facial hair. He's got the chin strap bullshit going on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you have like hair and makeup people. They take care of that.
Right.
He's definitely.
Look what they did to Jamie Foxx.
He's getting Tarantino'd.
I can't stand Jamie Foxx.
Me neither.
I think he's talented.
Ugh. And I can't stand him. I want to like him, and I know that I know I'm going to love Django. I know I'm going to love it. It's getting great reviews, but he is just such a fucking like pompous ass. I just can't like him.
I think he's got the personality of a 22-year-old.
Yeah, still, I think
as
so
an
too.
Adult. He's got the attention thing, and he's got that kind of goofy like I have to perform bullshit uh-huh. going on.
And he's totally all about him. Oh, he's so fucking full of himself.
I don't know. Anyway,
yeah, I agree.
I don't care for the actor. All right, my prediction for 2013 is Kim Jong-un will claim that he made contact with aliens and they gave him some sort of doomsday device and no one can fuck with North Korea now.
That's really true.
I like that one.
Un's got to make a move. He's got to do something to make a name for himself.
He's been pretty low. He's been keeping it down. Mm-hmm.
Well, did you guys read that he declared that unicorns were actually a real species?
They are, right?
Yeah,
they were
in North Korea.
Fucking North
Alan
Korea.
Alda and that movie crew fucking took all those fuckers out. They ate them, horse meat.
There's like a shipment
craft
of epoxy
services just served
epoxy and
horse
snow
meat.
Cones that just went to there and they just like. staple them onto their heads.
Well, I have one more prediction that actually could possibly come true. Is I'm going to predict that I may actually become pregnant again in the year 2013.
Are you guys trying?
No.
Do you?
But I'm just going to throw that out there.
I think that might come true.
You know his sperm is like acid on any contraceptive. PT just...
I think it'd be awesome if Urkel crawled in your room one night.
What if I had an Urkel? It came out with like suspenders and those glasses on, and it was like, did I do that?
Oh, is that his catch? Did I do that? That's what BT should say every time he orgasms.
Did I do that?
Did I do that?
Oh,
that's it from you?
That's it.
That could ruin an anniversary. We're going to work on that one.
Well, lucky for you guys, I have some more. The next one I have is, you guys know who Grumpy Cat is?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I love Grumpy Cat. I love him.
Okay, first, before I go on to Grumpy Cat, I can't believe that I'm not sick of Grumpy Cat yet.
How could you get sick of him? He's so grumpy.
He's so... Patrick has no idea.
Is this a picture of a cat that just looks grumpy?
Google Grumpy Cat.
Yeah.
I think I've seen my prediction.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
My prediction for 2013 is that Grumpy Cat will become the new CEO of Facebook.
Because
that
should be.
Cat is everywhere.
He is everywhere. Oh, Grumpy Cat.
That cat is cute.
Just go to Google Images and get that Grumpy Cat.
I thought I'd be so sick of Grumpy Cat by now.
How can you be sick of him? He's so grumpy. And I look at him and he's just like,
meh. Yes, I've seen Grumpy. I've seen Grumpy Cat before.
Oh, he's so cute.
What picture is it?
It's just the one. It's this one.
He's so grouchy and grumpy.
Wait, he always looks like that.
Yes, that's how his mouth is.
See?
He's probably happy.
He's taking over our shitty podcast.
I love all the fans. I'm actually friends with Grumpy Cat Grumpy Cat on Facebook.
I am too.
What is wrong with you fucking
That's people? That's why I'm saying CEO of Facebook, motherfucker. Favorite, that cat is popular.
My favorite is the fan fiction of Grumpy Cat, or the fan art Grumpy Cat. People paint portraits. Look at him. He's so cute. Grumpy.
All right. The next one I have is, do you guys know who Coco is? Ice-T's wife?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Yeah, I guess I gotta Google that.
Google this.
Oh my God, wait, you're gonna see some tits.
All right. So my prediction for 2013 is Ice-T's wife Coco's butt, her implants will commit suicide after realizing how ridiculous they're helping Coco to behave.
It's
and you
true.
Have to look at the pic. Have you seen those pictures? How old is she? She's like 50? And that butt still flying all over the place? Ridiculous.
She's pretty crazy.
I think Coco has lately been my favorite, like, crazy person to watch.
Coco's crazy.
You know that Coco thinks that she's only, like, 23?
Oh, and she's always talking about it. I watched one episode of Ike Loves Coco, and she was just talking about getting prosthetic balls for her dogs. Like, that's the problems that Coco has. White people problems.
Coco.
All right, the last one that I have.
Ice-T has man boobs, by the way. I just been
he's
looking at things.
He's old. He's an old man.
Yeah, he went. Yeah, never mind.
He's an old fella.
All right, the last one that I have. This is for everybody in the room. The last one I have prediction for 2013 to come to fruition is a sweet baby Kayla Thomas. First word will be.
Oh, you want me to say what I think it will be?
I'm saying. Oh. Chuck Mangione.
I wish.
What do you think, Jenny?
I think it's going to be Kitty, because I say kitty a lot.
Patrick?
I think it's going to be shit.
She's really into the kitties.
Which shows that she is smarter, because shit is actually harder to say than fuck. Fuck. Shit is harder to enunciate.
Way to pull yourself out of that one. That was good. What? A kid saying shit, like, what was your first word?
I say fuck a lot more than shit.
No, what was your first word, Patrick?
I think it was igloo.
Really?
No.
What?
It was mine. Like, it was
my
mom
told me mine was hi.
Mine
like,
was
I said
mom.
Hi and I
mine
waved.
Mine was mom.
Mine, I swear to God.
Was barbecue sword.
Nope. Monte Carlo. That was my first word that
no,
I ever said.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
He's actually told me that story before. I don't know if he was lying.
Yep. Why? In what context?
Because my parents loved the Monte Carlo, the car and the restaurant.
And the sandwich.
Monte Carlo this, Monte Carlo that.
They're like, we're going out for some Monte Carlos tonight in our Monte Carlo.
No, I think her first word, I think it's going to be Kitty.
I think it'll be Kitty.
Or Andy. Might be Andy.
It could be, I mean, it could be mommy, could be, you know, dada, but I think Kitty gets said a lot in my household.
I think, okay, you're go Kitty, I'm going to go Andy. You're going to go shit.
I'm going to go shit.
Okay.
Okay. Well, those are our predictions of what will come to fruition in 2013. All right, so let's move on. Let's go into our douchebags of the year for 2012 of the Hideous Creature Show.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
All right, for the douchebags of the week for episode 165, we are not going to do them by the week, but we are going to do them by the year. We have accumulated, each of us, some douchebags or a douchebag, and we're going to share them with you guys.
We have taken in all the facts of the entire year.
We read the internet completely.
From top to bottom.
We've had analysts, interns, scientific minds analyzing the data.
And robots.
And we've gotten it down. Two of the biggest douchebags of the year.
And Patrick, you're going to go first.
I'm going to go first. I lived in a haze of 2012. I only really came to in the last 2 months. And I want to say that my biggest douchebag...
Hold on. You look like a hobo. Look at you. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not busting your balls.
High class hobo.
Look at him. He's like got two jackets on.
It's cold in here.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Practically wearing a Speedo.
I know. I'm ready to go. You guys want to go to TGIF? Bottomless fries, man. Bottomless fries.
He's been drinking Cutler Creek all night.
All right, I'm ready to fight a hobo.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. But just for the record, next year, you're not going to be Hobo Patrick.
Patrick is wearing more clothes than I even own.
I mean, I swear to God, Patrick, you look like you're ready to sleep in a phone booth.
I could sleep in
and be comfortable.
Too.
There's a lot of clothing there.
All right.
But one sec. Prediction for the future. You're not going to be Hobo Patrick anymore. We're going to clean up our act.
Yeah.
And now you're going to be Chic Patrick.
Let's forget the fact that I have a pounding fucking headache. I feel chilly and cold, and I'm here at your request. So
kudos, though. Good for you. Team
can
player.
I go on?
Team player.
You can go on.
Can you proceed?
Please put some fucking pants on. Speedo wear.
This is my house. I dress how I like.
Look at Mediterranean fucking
all right.
June.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
My douchebag of the year is Ben Bernanke.
What?
No one knows who he is. He is the chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve, and he is the one that popularized the term fiscal fucking cliff.
Oh.
And I am fucking angry at the term fiscal cliff.
I am as
well. Because for the last 2 months, I have heard nothing but fiscal cliff. If you listen to NPR for an hour... 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 3 minutes. You hear fiscal cliff like 4 times, and I'm sick of hearing it. It's something that's always existed, but now I got to make it into something. And it's this fucker. It's this little little bearded guy who just decided to go, hey, we got to have a fiscal cliff. And I'm just so sick of fiscal cliff.
It's Dr. Phil's brother.
I don't even understand the cliff. I don't want to understand the cliff.
It's happened so many other times, and no one's and everyone goes, that's going to be a problem. Let's move on.
Just add fear to society.
But now all we do is give it a title, and everyone's like, and we're worried about the fiscal cliff. Fiscal cliff. Fiscal cliff. Say fiscal cliff again, motherfucker. I dare you. Like, that's how I've felt so many times. Like, I've wanted to put a gun to the NPR and go, like, say it
to
again,
the radio?
Yes. I've wanted to say. I've wanted to be Samuel Jackson and fucking shoot Brad because he said fiscal cliff again. I'm sick of it.
I agree with you. I hear all the time when I'm listening to the radio again or watching the news, and it's fiscal cliff, fiscal cliff.
I'm sick of it.
It just sucks. It's like, fuck you, fiscal cliff.
It just means the budget year is
up. You need to send the Terminator into Cheers and just boom, dead cliff.
Why are we... I think
that was a bad joke, right?
Yeah, that was not even a bad joke. That was not even a cum
stain. Sorry, I got to go pee so bad. Just trying to get through this segment.
I like, you know, that you're paralleling Cliff Clavin with the fiscal cliff. I think we all are.
He's a mailman.
It's dumb.
He works for the government.
He is a government worker.
So what's his name again?
He didn't make this term up. His
No, not the name, but the name of the guy that...
Ben Bernanke. Bernanke.
Why don't they call it the Bernanke cliff?
No, because he didn't make it up. It, like, they came up with it a long time ago, like the whole concept, they've said fiscal cliff. He just said it and everyone latched onto it because no one was paying attention the first time. It's really not his fault, but it is his fault. Like,
don't get soft on Bernanke.
If you had a time machine, would you go back and kill Hitler or would you kill Bernanke?
Bernanke. Like,
that's what I want to think about. Think about
it's
it.
Something to think about.
And that fucking hamburger swilling fucking.
I have something for you all to think about is if you could go back in time and you could kill Hitler or you could kill Honey Boo Boo, what would you do?
That's a hard one.
Because that is my choice of the douchebag of the year is Little Miss Honey Boo Boo Child. Do you know who this Honey Boo Boo is?
It's a reality show, I think.
It's a spinoff of Toddlers and Tiaras. And Toddlers and Tiaras is a show. On TLC, the Learning Channel, because I learn a lot
about fucking shitbags,
about how to abuse children on the Learning Channel.
Can I say I've never seen Honey Boo Boo, the show, but I've seen segments of it in commercials
on
and
the
stuff.
Soup.
And those fuckers are so hillbilly that there are. God, I can't even think of it.
One of her catchphrases is.
No. What's it called? It's titled.
Tidal wave?
No, god damn it.
Tidal distinction?
No, it's got the subtitles on it. So, because they're fucking so hillbilly, you can't understand what they're saying.
True.
So they have subtitles
and
on it so you can follow
English.
The fucking show.
So it's like watching an interview with Oasis?
Yes.
Okay.
One of her, she has a lot of catchphrases, this little Honey Boo Boo.
Doesn't her sister have like two thumbs?
No, she had a baby that has two thumbs and that's
fucking
real.
Gross.
Her 17-year-old pregnant sister had a baby with two thumbs.
That's what happens when your husband and your brother's seed kind of fuse onto the same fucking
embryo.
On the
soup, Joe McHale calls the mom the human thumb because she has so many chins and her head is shaped like she looks like a thumb with a face.
Wait,
she's a woman of larger carriage as well.
Oh, I've seen everyone.
You do? You really watch it?
And BT has to leave. He has to leave. It's so awful.
BT, you are doing the Lord's work.
It's a train wreck that I cannot look away from.
Shh, we give it to BT for a second. I know. Go ahead.
And I can't look away from it. Her holiday special is on my birthday, and I'll admit I'm excited to watch it. The mom has a forklift foot because a forklift ran over her foot.
This story is
for real. And she took off her sock to show her forklift foot, and there were bugs on her fucking foot that were running around like little fucking bed bugs on her foot.
So this is a spinoff of Toddlers and Tiaras?
Yes. Okay. So
and
sorry.
Honey Boo Boo
is the little 8-year-old. She was the one that was on Toddlers and Tiaras because her mom wants her to be in pageants. That's what Toddlers and Tiaras is. It's a show about little like child abuse pageants.
So Honey and Boo Boo is just a show about.
It's a spinoff about one of the kids on Toddlers.
It's
and
a child abuse show about a hillbilly family.
Pretty much.
Bugs on her feet.
And she says like redneckignize and shit like that.
Ooh, I like that. It's catchy.
Redneckignize.
It's got some pep to it.
And they.
It's we're just another notch closer to idiocracy.
Did you see the South Park where they make fun of Honey Boo Boo?
No,
if you haven't,
watch it.
It's really, really funny. And it's exactly like how the show is.
I am very kind of mad at myself right now that I didn't pick Honey Boo Boo.
I know you were.
Because that show is so, it's so horrible. It's so just. I'm mad at you for watching it.
Oh, I've seen every episode.
See, but you read more books than I do, so I'm going to give you a pass on that.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the producers of the Learning Channel.
Oh, I love the Learning Channel. And BT's like, every time I turn around, you're watching the Learning Channel. So mine is Honey Boo Boo. What do you got?
It's so bad. It's so bad.
So bad, it's
good.
She's
like a plump little fucker.
I know, and she just keeps getting fatter and fatter. She's not going to be able to be in those pageant dresses.
She has to drink some Tang.
Oh, she's so fat.
All right, so the first one that I have for my douchebag, I got a couple of them. It's the Costa Concordia captain from the boat that sunk in Italy.
Was this on the Learning Channel?
Oh, he jumped off and left all the women and children?
Hold on. He was with this woman. And they were going past this, you know, this island or this part of whatever the fuck they were at. And they look over and he's like, well, we can get a little closer if you want and give her a better view. Bump. They hit a coral reef. The ship sinks. Shit starts going down. It lists over. And he's on one of the first boats out. Boop. Gone.
No going down with the ship for that guy.
No way. No
yeah, that's way. A good one.
Fucking, what a cocksucker. What a fucking horrible.
He got a lot of flack for that, too.
He's horrible. I don't know. I didn't look into it to where if he was charged with manslaughter or anything, but people died on that boat.
Yeah, they did. He should have died.
I think he's a little bit worse than Honey Boo Boo.
I just think of that scene in Seinfeld where there was a fire at the kid party yeah. on Seinfeld and George is like pushing old women yeah. and kids out of the way to get out of there. What a douche. All right, the next one I have is Vladimir Putin. Is it a president? Is he the president of
President or Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was this band called Pussy Riot. And they went and did this little dance in one of the cathedrals over there, and they recorded it, and they arrested them. They're kids doing a silly dance in a cathedral, and they were arrested, and Putin sentenced them to 2 years in prison, and they're there right now. And it's the most ridiculous thing. And during this time, Putin's going out and hanging out with the highfalutin people from all over the world and wrestling tigers and fucking wherever. And he's riding horses. There's pictures of him riding horses with his shirt off. Like, fuck you.
That's,
really?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
If anybody here listens to this, go check out Pussy Riot and see what they did and see if that like constitutes a 2-year fucking sentence. It's absolutely ridiculous. The last one I have and the biggest one that I think that should be alerted to the country, the internet, to the world, to another galaxy if it's possible. The douchebag of the year for me is my fucking car window that won't stay up. I hit a bump and it drops. I can't roll my window up. I can't roll it down.
Does it drop into the door?
Yeah, it drops into the door. And like all of a sudden, like there's a car that drives by and it splashes me in my car when I'm on my commute. This fucking window is terrible.
Why is that making me laugh in my mind
Fuck
so much?
Fuck you, window. You are a fucking douchebag, window. You're fucking horrible. I have to take, every time I get out of the car, I have to take both my hands like fucking a judo instructor.
Mr. Miyagi?
Yeah, and like pop it up so it stays in there. And of course, I'm driving down the road, boop, window falls out, and then I get wet. Oh, and then it'll happen when people break into my car. The window will fall down, and then it rains, and all my car gets wet, and it gets moldy.
People love to break into stinky.
Fucking hate that window. I think the window knows some of the underworld, like tells them, like, hey, this car is easy to break into.
Do it. It's like, hey, buddy.
But fuck you, window. Fuck you, window. Next year, I'm getting a new car door. All right, so those are the douchebags of the week for episode 165 of The Hideous Creature Show. All right, so we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. Ooh, man, that Cutler Creek cuts hard.
It does.
But you know what's fucked up about a shitty wine like that?
Hmm.
Is it one more?
I know.
It's going to give me gout.
I wanted more, too.
It's going to feed the rickets and the shingles.
All those old-timey diseases, that's where you get from is crappy wine.
The heebie-jeebies?
I've got the DTs. I've got the TB.
You're getting the TB.
You're getting the TB off the CC.
Just like, it's so funny. I wrote stuff down earlier, and then you get the Cutler Creek in you, and all your little outside notes just kind of drift away on the creek, back on the creek. All right, so again, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can Google us and find any kind of information that you need. If you want to email us, you can do so at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website, hideouscreatureshow@squarespace.com. And there's a button you push, and you could just email us. It's always nice to hear from anybody that calls. God damn you, Cutler Creek. You can give us a phone call anytime, day, night, drunk, sober, at my phone, which is 503-933-2645. I've got some on there, and I'm saving them up, and we're going to play those on a later show. You can listen and download the show via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, and iTunes. If you use iTunes, please take a few minutes out of your precious time and give us a 5-star rating and a little review. It'll help us go up in the ranks and give us some more exposure. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by telling a friend. Best Buy?
Best Buy. If you're hanging out by Best Buy, tell a friend.
Jenny, Best Buy, just tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Best Buy?
Go in the Best Buy. Like Best Buy and tell a friend.
Did you know that Best Buy a friend?
How did I get made fun of in this?
I don't know.
For Cutler Creek Boy?
I know Cutler Creek's got me by the brain.
He fell off the wagon and into the creek. That's my saying.
Crickets. Special thanks this week goes out to Mike Kelly.
I would like to give a special shout out to our dear, wonderful friend of the show, Robert Cannon, who had a baby yesterday.
Congratulations.
And she's adorable.
She is very. Lily?
Lily. So we love you, Robert. I don't think you'll be listening to this show anytime soon. No. Be listening to baby screaming.
Mm-hmm. He lives out in the middle of nowhere. He has to drive a lot, though. They get to the store. So he probably hear it.
He's an adult, Patrick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he orders things from online.
He's practically the mayor.
I know he is. The intro this week was what? What did we have?
I don't remember.
Jesus
Christ. Sorry, I just yawned. It was cable, free TV.
No. That was fake break. The intro of the show was Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
The outro of the show is I don't fucking know right now. I'm going to go buy some more Cutler Creek. Oh, shit. Yeah, we should do George Benson.
Yeah, we should do George Benson.
BT got the best of George Benson, and it didn't have his favorite songs on it. So I went to my extensive record cabinet and bequeathing him my old George Benson breathing.
Thank you, Cutler Creek.
Now it's breathing. All right, anyway, we're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, do yourself a favor and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Happy 2013.